Some people who have a heart for their neighborhood are becoming real creative in how to do that. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and one of Lynn Corey's neighbors has found that pets are something that many of us have in common.
One of the things that was interesting when I was with the attorney who helped me with the block party, he knew all these people. And his son goes, "Dad, how do you know all these people?" He said, "Well, son, it's just like when you go to school, you get to know all these people." He goes, "Dad, this is different." He said, "Well, what I do is I spend time in my front yard and there are all these dog walkers." And he said, "I've just got to know them." So when we had our block party, many of the people that came to the block party were people that this attorney knows because they walk by his house and he has, you know, exchanges with them in their front yard. And so I believe one of the more significant things to do as a missionary in America is spend more time in your front yard.
The idea of getting to know neighbors didn't stop with dogs. It moved on to hot dogs.
I know there's one pastor who's planning a church, and he said, I live in an apartment complex, and I just start cooking hot dogs, invite everybody in, and we just eat hot dogs together. And it's as simple as that to get things started. But I think that the thing that is very important is to be in your front yard. Spend more time in our front yard. The way our homes in California are set up is we have a fence in the backyard and we spend most of our time either in the house or in our backyard, but not in the front yard. And so we're encouraging people to spend time in the front yard.
Lynn believes that you don't have to be in a church building or to go overseas to reach people for Jesus Christ.
I see that as the mission field. Our mission field is just beyond that little piece of grass that's in front of our house, or it's outside our apartment door.
Praying, caring, and sharing. It all begins with relationship. So why don't you get to know the people in your neighborhood?